أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله مصدق لما معهم نبذ فريق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained one of the evils of the Bani Israel, the Jewish people, that whenever they made promises, they broke their promises. And in fact, worse than that, they did not even believe in the Torah. Yeah, one of those promises which they had made, Allah Ta'ala refers to one of them in particular. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. اور جب پہنچا ان کے پاس رسول اللہ کی طرف سے. And when the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala had come to them, that is our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in their kitab the clear signs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were written, and also this agreement promise was taken from them that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam appears, that you should bring iman upon Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that agreement they had entered to, they had agreed. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, they recognized him also. They saw the clear signs also. But they did not accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They broke that promise of theirs. The reason for that mainly were their prejudice, their pride. That why wasn't he from the Jewish people, why was he from the Arab people? That was one of the main reasons. But besides that, they just did not have the desire to have iman and belief. So they refused. And when in fact Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them, musaddiqan lima ma'ahum, tasdeeq karne wala us kitab ki jo unke paas hai. And he testified to the truth of the kitab that was with them. The Torah, the original kitab, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even testified that that is the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala. But in spite of that, yet they did not bring iman. Nabadha fariqum min alladhina utul kitab. To phenk diya ek jamaat ne ahle kitab se. So one group of the Ahl-e Kitab, of the Jewish people, they just threw this away. They broke that promise of theirs. They did not fulfill that promise in any way which was given to them in their Kitab, in the Torah. Kitab Allahi wara'a zuhurihim. Kitab Allah ko apne peeth ke peeche. And they threw this Kitab behind their backs. That is, not literally, but this is what it means. When a person does not practice on it, it means he has thrown it away. So they threw it behind their backs. كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Goya ki wo jaante hi nahi. In such a way as though they did not even know it. This ulama explained that they threw it behind their backs and that they did not know. That is the subject matter of the Torah. They just threw it away. They knew it, but they did not follow it in any way whatsoever. Or that the Kitab itself, the Torah, they did not believe in it. And that is also a reality. In their minds and in their hearts, they believed in it. But in actual fact, they did not believe in it because they did not follow that when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came, to believe in him and to follow in his teachings. So in fact they did not believe in the Kitab. So from here we also have to take our lessons that the Kitab of Allah is with us also. And the Kitab has taken various promises from us. How much are we fulfilling those promises? Our five times namaz, all our aspects of deen, whether our aqaid are correct or not, whether our amal are correct, our business dealings, muamalat, all these we also, when we believe in the Kitab, in the Quran, so we also have accepted that we will fulfill all this. How much are we doing? And the least is that we admit our faults and ask for forgiveness. But just to carry on and to convince ourselves that I'm doing everything right, and that I've got no fault in me, that is a very dangerous situation. And also that كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, as though we are carrying on that we don't even know the Kitab, and we don't even, and what is our relationship with the Kitabullah? How much of tilawat do we make? Ramadan al-Mubarak is right in front of us. Are we getting prepared to make more tilawat of Quran Sharif? And do we read the Quran? Do we fulfill the promises that we have made in the Quran Sharif? And that we follow, or are we following other people? We don't follow the Kitab. We follow non-Muslim people. We follow their commands, and we give their commands preference over the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we should reflect on our own condition. And this that has been brought in the Quran is just not to criticize the Jews and the Bani Israel, but moreover it is that we take our lessons and we correct ourselves, and we do not be fooled as they were fooled. And they thought that they believed, but in actual fact they did not believe. They thought they were fulfilling all the promises of Allah, but in actual fact they were not doing that. Aren't we also perhaps living in that fool's paradise? And we are also making ourselves happy that we are good Muslims, and we also fulfill the commandments of Allah, just because perhaps we have an outer form of Islam, we have some titles of Islam, or perhaps we are performing a few namazes now and then, we will keep our rozas, so we are happy, we are Muslim. But are we really? We have to check that, and it will be checked out at the time of Maut. When Malakul Maut will come, then the real checking will be done. But then of course it will be too late. وَحَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself and check yourselves before you are checked out. So we should check ourselves and make sure. And one easy route is to make tawbah, istighfar. By that Allah will open also our weaknesses to us, and in fact we will even get the tawfiq to remedy it. Otherwise we might be thinking like I'm even doing the deen's work, but actually how many laws of deen I'm breaking in there, and I'm happy that I'm doing deen's work and I've got position by Allah, but in fact I'm breaking so many laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah guide us to righteousness and to understand our deen and to be honest and sincere with ourselves, with Allah Ta'ala.